Hey there. Welcome to my first ever podcast. And it's coming from my home. So if a phone rings, or dog passes gas in the background, or our Facebook Messenger goes off in the background, well, it's because it's inside of a home. And just enjoy that for what it is. I decided to do some podcasts because sometimes it's good to just hear people talk, to hear a human voice tell a story. Storytelling is age old, but it seems that our stories today are all about news and about, you know, what's going on in other... See, there's some noise right there. All about what's going on that's threatening to us. War, the threat of war. Famine, pestilence, and so forth. So I just wanted to bring something that is just a story that has happened in our life, you know, to start out with. There'll be other things I want to podcast on, but that won't tell you a story. Now, ironically, I said I was going to make it, you know, to take your mind off of bad things, and this is a funeral story, but it's a funny funeral story. If you'll bear with me, I think you'll like it. If you don't, well, I can give you money back at the end of it all. So here we go. Most of my family, we all went to a little country church in Lexington, Tennessee. Still there, same wooden floors that creak when you walk across them. The wooden pews have been shaped by the same butts that have sat in that exact same spot forever. So when you get old and you may get forgetful and you sit down and your butt doesn't fit in that spot, then, well, you know you've ended up in the wrong spot. Need to move on. Additions have been added on the sides of the church and a couple of nice bathrooms and Sunday school rooms. It's a nice country church with a well that still runs behind it. It's a beautiful place. A few years ago, one of my dad's brothers passed away. Of course it was a sad day. He was a good man. But like my dad, he lived a great life surrounded by a large family and friends. Many would be envious to have had a church filled with the people, the family, the friends, and the flowers wall to wall like he had that day. So his body was supposed to be brought to the church from the funeral home and the casket placed in front of the altar, as hundreds, if not thousands, of bodies had done before. And then from there, he was to be carried to the graveyard and laid to eternal rest in customary fashion for the South. My wife and I got there early because the church is small, and we don't live there anymore, so, well, our butts don't really fit anywhere in the church, and we'd have to be worked in. We found us a spot towards the front on the right side. Seemed like a good place for our butts, and that's where we planted them. Many people were there already, and we were really proud of our early arrival because we were usually late. We sat there in the quiet, looking around, going through memories of my mom wearing jungle gardenia and pinching me on the leg so hard I swore I would not be able to grow up and not be on a crutch, because that woman could wring a plug out of your leg. Yes, ma'am, she could. And we talked about our wedding and all of the antics that went on in our wedding there in 1983. It was a great time. Our wedding was a lot of fun. But then the time moved on. And my uncle still hadn't arrived, and we were getting a little concerned. And after a while, my wife leaned over, and she whispered to me, "Where's the body?" I stared, and then I said, "Well, honey, it's right back there, right back to the right, where it's always been." And she says, "Well, why do they put it back there?" I said, "Well, I don't know. I don't design churches, but that's where it is." And she says, "Well, I don't understand. How's all those people going to get in that room?" And I said, "That's a one-person thing. Why do you want all those people in that room? I don't get what you're talking about." And she said, "So we just do this one at a time?" And I said, "Yes, that's a one at a time thing, woman. What is? Are you having a stroke? What is wrong with you?" And she just looked at me, and it was going nowhere. This conversation went on for probably, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 minutes, and she's like, I guess if we're gonna go, let's just go now and get it done with. And I said, "Well, oh, fine, go. Here we go. I'll go with you. Let's go." Because I was kind of worried that she'd forgotten everything. And I mean, if I needed to take her to the emergency room, I would, and you know, leave the funeral early because she could be having a stroke. I don't know what was going on with her. So we make our way to the back, and we get back there to the where the two potties are, the men's and women's, and she looks at me, and she says, "It's in there, right?" And I said, "Yes, it's in there. That's where we got ready for our wedding. They've not moved it. It's in there." And she says, "Well, are you going to go in with me?" Or something like that. I don't really remember. And so finally, I just stopped and I said, "Honey, the potty is in that room." And as I said that, and she turned around and looked at me, I realized what had happened. See, what I thought she had asked me was, "Where's the potty?" But in fact, what my wife had asked me was, "Where's the body?" So, in her mind, there was a little tiny country church bathroom back there that had a casket in it, and we were all supposed to go in there and view the body and the potty one at a time. So, I don't know. We laughed a lot, and we just, you know, made a lot of racket and noise back there, and then finally we realized, you know, we need to get back in there, and got ourselves together and went back to the front of the church and sat back down where we were and still kind of snickered through the whole thing. His casket arrived, and it was a beautiful funeral, and he was taken up to the graveyard and laid to rest in a very nice spot in a typical customary fashion for the South. So over the years, we've laughed a lot together. I think that's probably the first time we've ever laughed that hard at someone's funeral. There you go. If you made it this far, well, I thank you for hanging around. If you didn't, we missed you. And somebody can tell you to see customer service about getting your money back. Maybe I'll do better next time. That's the best that I can tell about it.